Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Yeah, you do have to listen to the Grillin' Guys Show each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL and the Cumulus Broadcast Network. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, morning, Jop. And nice shirt. I see you're sporting your brand-new Frankenmuth shirt. The orange looks good on you.
Hey, you know what? It feels good, too. It matches that Grillin' Guys logo. You know, it's all about being a grilling fashion plate.
You are just, man, Tom Cruise has got nothing on you.
Yeah. Well, we want to do a little, clear the air a little bit about something we heard in the news this week. We still have our friend Tim Sobey here from Sobey's Meats, and there's some issues out there about the meat industry right now, isn't there?
Yeah, the hot button right now is pink slime, as they're calling it, and basically they're taking rendering off fat, kind of liquefy it basically, and add ammonium hydroxide to it to kill bacteria, freeze it up, and basically just adding that fat back in to grind for ground beef. And I don't know of any markets around town here. When something like that comes out, it gives everybody a black eye in the industry, and not everybody uses products like that. Certainly, you know, Sobeys, we never will use something like that. And it's supposedly safe to eat, but there's no nutritional value. They're just pumping fat back into grind, and it's
a
cheap fill.
So when you see that pink coloring in fat on steaks, is that a residual or a residue from that?
No, fresh cut steaks and things. No, the pink slime is only in ground beef.
Okay,
is where they're putting that in. Yeah, residual on the steak itself is there naturally. Yeah.
All right. So the cool thing about Sobey Meats is you buy all your meat locally.
Most of it. Yeah, as much as we can.
Except the slimy stuff.
Yeah. And we don't do any of the big problems are those tube grinds that the big producers manufacture. And we do, like other small markets do, we do all of our fresh grinding. We use all local meats for that. So it's certainly that it's all about the quality issue is what you're going to get with the small market.
Nice thing about Sobey's Meats is you'll never find like a cat collar in your sausage.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that. Yeah,
well, thanks, sure of that. Thanks so much for sticking around with us. I know you got a big store to run, so we'll say goodbye.
No problem. Yeah.
And a pink slime, that could be a new dipsy doodle for the Sobey. Sobey recipe.
We'll go to work on that. I know we'll start out with some tequila rose, and then we'll go from there.
Guy's got a mind like a steel trap.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Hey, thanks so much, y'all. Thanks for letting me be here, and happy St. Patty's Day to you.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. That's Tim Sobey. Sobey's Meats, a great partner to the show, and he will be. We have pressured him into joining us at the first Grillin' Guys Club. The Grillin' Club. It's at Schmo's Wednesday at 6 o'clock. If you got nothing better to do or if you want to get your grill on, come on down. First round's on me.
If you would, please, we're going to be sending out an email if you could RSVP because we just want to make sure we've got enough of everything there. If you're listening, shoot us a note on Facebook or just let us know that you're planning on attending because the more the merrier. We got plenty of room for everybody, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the inaugural Grillin' Club event. It's going to be at Schmo's Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Joining us right now, we've got another great Michigan business that is putting it out there. This one is really cool because it's a family. It's two brothers and a sister, and they've started a brewery called Harmony Brewing Company right here in Grand Rapids on Lake and Wealthy. It's 1551 Lake Drive, and with us right now is Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. It's really cool to be here.
We've got our brothers Barry and Jackson with them as well. And guys, tell us a little bit about your brewery. How does a family get involved in the brewing business?
Well, Jackson and I have been home brewing for about 10 years. And we've kind of dreamed about this for a long time. So we've been kind of dabbling around with the idea of it for a long time. Then a building came up for sale that was right in my neighborhood. I'm an Easttown resident, and we saw the opportunity to go for it, and we decided to, you know, have at it.
So what's the address, Barry?
It's 1551 Lake Drive, right near the corner of Wealthy and Lake.
What a great location.
It's a beautiful building, too. Jackson and I did all the work restoring this thing. It took us about 2 years to do it.
Wow.
But just February 1st, we finally opened the doors.
Okay, now you're not here in studio. You can't see, but this is a young crowd. Good-looking crew, too. Brothers and sister, and Harmony, perfect name because you must be close if you can go into business together. That's a tough venture. But can you sing?
Yes, we're very good singers.
Right. Well, I'll tell you one thing you can do. You can make a porter. Hats off to you. This is tasty.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about this. What is it that you brought with us?
This is the Black Squirrel Smoky Peated Porter.
Say that three times fast. Yeah. Black Squirrel Smoky Peated Porter. Let's break that down. Smoky peat, what is that?
That is from the peated malt, which is very similar to how you would make scotch. When they are malting the grain, they use peat fire to get that smell and the taste.
Kind of gives it an earthy flavor, gives it a smoky flavor, and this would be perfect with grilled food because it's a rich, dark beer, but not too strong, great caramel color. And it's got that smoky nose to it when you lift it up, and it's got a really interesting finish to it because you can taste that peat in there. I think that when you said that's what it is, it is. There's an earthy flavor in here that's just it's very unique. You guys, you got a home run here.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Well, yeah, thanks.
What else are you brewing up?
Well, on the docket, we do a variety of beer. We have farmhouse ale that's coming up pretty soon here, and then in the fermenters I have a double IPA, a rye PA. We also have a brown and a just a regular IPA. It seems a lot of people like the hoppy beers, but we also like to mix in little different styles in there.
That's a good idea because you're smart for doing that because some people go so hoppy that you end up like hoppy joppy over there.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys every Saturday on the Cumulus Radio Network, and we have in the studio with us our friends from Harmony Brewing Company here in East Grand Rapids, right on the corner of Lake and Wealthy. And you guys, this is a brand new business. It started up in February. In addition to the beer, you also sell wood-fired pizzas, right?
Yeah, we have wood-fired pizzas. We've got a wood-fired oven. There's no gas involved. It's just straight wood. So we do apple or cherry wood, and then a mix of hardwoods. And we try to keep that oven at about 800 degrees. And we use the traditional methods for the dough. So we've got a really unique, delicious dough to the pizzas.
Wonderful.
We've got some funky, creative toppings.
I find that brewers can always make dough. You guys are like yeast freaks. You understand. Yeast is a sensitive thing. You understand that better than the rest of us. I'm still working on pizza crust. It's a trick.
It's true. There's definitely a science to making a pizza. Dough ferments just like beer ferments. Beer's liquid bread.
It is.
If you give your dough time to rise for 24 hours, you know, and you beat it back down, you proof it into a ball right before you're about to use it, and you really can tell the difference in the flavor and in the texture.
You know, this porter is almost a dunkel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious about your farmhouse ale. What style is that?
It's like this one. It's a little bit of a unique beer, and I can't really categorize it. It's a mixture between Saison, and it's got some lager characteristics to it, too. I also brewed it with 80 pounds of honey. So
wow.
It got up to 6.92% alcohol.
Whew. Can you stick around till we finish this growler? No, I mean, so we can talk to you later?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to finish that interview with Jeff Foxworthy when Bob was down at the Hearth Patio and Barbecue Association show in Atlanta. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. Wait a minute, take a step back. You gotta think.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.